News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the High Court has refused to grant an emergency injunction to the residents of Dundrum and County Tipperary to stop asylum seekers being accommodated in a local hotel there. It comes as the Integration Minister, Roderick O'Gorman, insisted asylum seekers will be housed at the site in Dundrum and indeed the Crown Paints factory in Coolock in Dublin. Just have a little listen to what Minister O'Gorman had to say when he spoke to us on yesterday's News Talk Breakfast.
The most useful thing that my department and indeed all of government can do is to meet the specific concerns where there are issues raised about facilities, about services that are perhaps under pressure in an area. It's actually to show here are the additional services that we're going to introduce to your particular community, and whether it's through the community engagement team, and I know they met recently with the community in Dundrum and Tipperary, whether it's the process we're working with now with community groups in the Coolock area. We and government have to show here
but
are the tangible changes that will address
These protests will not stop these centres going ahead.
Well, we will respond to the issues that protesters are raising
but,
in terms of services
looking for
a yes, Minister.
But I'm
clear, we need to provide this accommodation so families aren't left homeless.
And that was Minister Roderick O'Gorman speaking to us yesterday on the show. And I'm joined now by Liam Brown, Independent Councillor for Cashel in Tipperary. Good morning to you, Liam. Liam, your reaction to the High Court saying that there will be no emergency injunction against asylum seekers being accommodated in Dundrum?
Good morning, Ciara. Look, I'm quite disappointed with the High Court and their response, but I'm even more disappointed with Roderick O'Gorman, what he just said yesterday morning and what you just repeated there on the clip. Ciara, the reality is Roderick O'Gorman and his department have been saying that, you know, they will insist that they will speak to local communities, they will ensure that services are in place before people go into those communities, they'll discuss with them, they'll consult with them. They did nothing like that in Dundrum. They didn't do anything like that in other places, but just to talk about Dundrum itself, we got 1 2-hour meeting last week, which basically told us at the end of us that we consulted with you and now they're going to be coming in this week.
Okay.
Without any extra service being put into the area.
Liam, that hotel has already been used for the past 2 years to accommodate Ukrainian asylum seekers, refugees, international protection people, if you like. All this is people in the same position from different countries. A lot of people might look at that and say, well, if there was already Ukrainians in there, and now we're just talking about people maybe from African countries or Middle Eastern countries, that at the core of this, if the people in there are the same and in the same position, that this is just racism.
I know a lot of people might say it, but that's not true, Ciara. You know, I mean, we don't go...
What
is
the difference between Ukrainians or people from Georgia or people from Nigeria?
Because the reality is, Ciara, we listen to the government tell us that they're going to stop using hotels as accommodation centres for IPAS because they were causing damage...
But you weren't protesting when there was Ukrainians there.
Ciara, if you listen for a second... The government said that they were going to stop using hotels as accommodation because they knew the damage it was causing to tourism in local communities.
Okay.
Now,
my point, Liam, is that hotel hasn't been used for tourism in over 2 years.
It hasn't been used for tourism, Ciara, because it was closed down after a fire. The person who bought the hotel then came back to say he was going to develop the hotel and return it to tourism. Then COVID happened, so you couldn't do it. After COVID, unfortunately, a war began in Ukraine and it was used as emergency accommodation. But again, there was a final date put on it.
Okay, so it hasn't been used in tourism then for even longer than I thought. It hasn't been used for tourism since 2018-19. So it hasn't been used for tourism for 5 or 6 years. It's been used for emergency accommodation for the past 2 years. Why the protests now?
There's also a golf club on site, Ciara. There's also a bar and restaurant on site, Ciara.
Okay.
There's a leisure centre on site, all of which are being used by the local community and which are being used by people coming into the area for golf tourism.
Okay.
Those will be in danger of closing if you put in an IPAS centre which closes down the restaurant on the site.
Why would it close down the restaurant, Liam?
Yeah, I'm not sure if you golf, Ciara, but generally after people who play golf generally have a meal or a drink after
a
game of golf.
Sure.
Yeah, if that's not available, they tend not to play golf, Ciara.
No, but why would you have to close the restaurant? Because if it's open while there are Ukrainians there, why would it have to close if there's people who are there not from Ukraine?
Because you mentioned people from Middle Eastern countries, which tend to be Muslim, Ciara, so you don't keep a place that serves alcohol open when you have Muslim IPAs on site.
Is that not a decision, though, for government? And for there's no law that says Muslim people can't be in a building where there's alcohol. They just don't drink it. I mean, there's no law that says you can't have a restaurant or a bar because there's Muslim people. And I've stayed in many hotels where there are Muslim people and there are bars and restaurants, and the Muslim people who are there who may not drink the alcohol have no objection to it.
The government decided that in other IPS centres, Ciara. That's what they've done. They decided it themselves just because there's people whose faith...
Can I put it to you, Liam, what the judge himself said? He said a couple of things. He said there's a notable peculiarity that the person who brought the case for the injunction doesn't live in Tipperary. They live in County Westmeath, and he doesn't know why that would be. He also said that that one of the aspects of it was that they said there was more likely to be burglars in the area if they had an international protection centre there that housed people other than hotel guests or Ukrainians. And he said that there is no weight in that. And he said that there's already been Ukrainians there for 2 years, and why should there be a problem now? There can be no veto. I mean, why was the application made by somebody who doesn't live in Dundrum?
Ciara, over 300 people signed affidavits to the application, but you couldn't put 300 people onto the title of it when it was put into the High Court.
Sure, but the person whose name was on it lives in Westmeath.
Yeah, because he wrote up most of the legal arguments.
Why was he so concerned about what was happening in Dundrum?
Are you saying that people outside Dundrum can't be concerned with the IPS system, Ciara?
I'm not saying that at all, but I'm saying I'm not somebody who would be making an objection to something that was happening in the other end of the country to me. I'm just wondering why that would be the case in this case.
Over 300 people from the Dundrum and the Dundrum area made objections, Ciara. I mean, I could make an objection to something and get a barrister from Dublin and put his name on the front of my objection. Are you saying that that wouldn't be acceptable?
No, I'm not. I'm more curious. It just seems unusual.
It may seem unusual, but you know, the vast majority of legal minds, I imagine, reside in Dublin. Is that saying that somebody from down the country cannot employ a Dublin barrister?
The judge himself said it was a notable peculiarity in this case. Can I ask you lastly, if there is no veto and this is going to happen and go ahead, and the government, and we've heard from Minister Roderick O'Gorman on this programme, and he says it is going to go ahead, what's going to happen next in Dundrum?
We're not sure, Ciara. We have a meeting tonight to discuss it. Like you said, you wonder why you have people like Roderick O'Gorman saying that, you know, they're going to consult with local communities, when then, as you said, they're going to insist on just doing what they want to do anyway in the first place. You now have a notable lack of trust in both the political system and listening in the judicial system, because as we believe, we didn't think we got a fair hearing. You know, there's obviously a lot of concern about this, otherwise the discussion wouldn't be had practically daily at this stage, not only on national but on local radio.
Okay.
Yet government seems to say, look, this has got to happen, it's going to happen, we're going to make it happen. Yes, we're going to talk to communities, yes, we're going to consult to communities, and then we're going to completely ignore them.
We'll leave it there. But look, thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is Liam Brown, Independent Councillor for Cashel in Tipperary. Let us
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.